Hey there! Welcome to the Cheerful by Choice podcast. This is where people trying or hoping to be happier come for quick, simple steps we can take to get us there with fun, inspirational stories, reminding us it's okay to be human. It's okay to feel our feelings. And there's always someone out there cheering you on. That's me. I'm Lydia Taggart, neuro-linguistic programming practitioner, best-selling author, mom of six, including quadruplets, and daughter of God on a mission to increase happiness and hope in the world. I'm so glad you're here. If you like this show, share and subscribe. Let's get to it.
Hello, fellow happy teenagers.
Hello!
Wait, you guys are happy and you're teenagers? How does that happen?
Well, we use the frame formula to have great relationships.
The frame formula? What's that?
Well, you can learn about it in the book my mom wrote.
Yeah!
It's called the frame formula, your parenting source to communicate like it's your superpower. Go to www.theframeformula.com.
www.theframeformula.com.
All right, I'm going there now. I need a superpower. Thanks.
Hello, my friends. Did you know that it's okay to make mistakes? Did you know that mistakes are part of being human? And did you know that there are things created to help us overcome our mistakes? Like on the computer, there's a delete button. On a pencil, there's an eraser. And before the eraser was invented, they preferred to use wadded up breadcrumbs that had been moistened. Kind of gross, but that's what they did. They've been doing erasing our mistakes forever. And before that, once upon a time, they used smoothable wax. Okay, mistakes are part of being human. And there's just no way around it. But what do? We fret over it. We obsess over becoming perfect. We can't even try to do something often because we might do it wrong. We know we're going to do it wrong, so we don't even try because we got to do it right. And it's too hard because we're not going to get a straight A report card, or somebody might see us trip and fall. Whatever, but there are things to take care of that. More than just erasers, we can ask for forgiveness. We can forgive others. And how do we eliminate, eliminate, the word is totally get rid of, completely erase anger and embarrassment? And all of the answers are the same thing. It's called gratitude. Gratitude erases frustration and anger and embarrassment and feeling, all the negative feelings, every single negative feeling that you can think of, gratitude will take care of it. And here's how you do it. You notice, okay, so what's something that we want to get rid of? Maybe it's anger. One of my clients this week was like, well, how do I do that and not be angry? And it's gratitude. So she was talking about her husband. And she didn't want to be angry with her husband. So the example I'll share with you is about her husband, okay? He has been trying to overcome a lot of things, including an addiction that he's had. And he's made a lot of progress without her nagging him to do it. And so, among other things, right? They've been working together on their relationship for a long time. And she's been working with me for a while. And so I know a little bit about his story, right? And so the gratitude starts with, okay, I recognize that this is making me frustrated. I'm angry. And while that's still a true feeling, I'm going to feel that feeling, we can still go, And he's trying. And he's making progress because he's still improving. There's still progress. And progress, you gotta remember, progress is progress, no matter how small. Every bit counts. Even if you hit snooze again, you're trying to get out of the bed in the morning, and you hit snooze, and you hit snooze again, and you get mad at yourself for not getting out of bed on time, right? And then it messes up your day because you planned on getting it. And it's just this big snowball domino effect of, I didn't do that. I didn't do what I said I would. And the disappointment, same thing as with my client's husband. You can still count progress. You still count that you tried, that you set the alarm and tried. And it's the effort that really matters. But if you say, okay, he's trying here. He went and picked up my daughter from school. He went and took the garbage out. Or he said something nice. He resisted that temptation for 5 seconds longer than usual. Progress is progress, no matter how small. So if I were thankful that I had a salad and all the pieces in my salad, there's lettuce and there's maybe cheese and croutons and tomatoes, and I have a lot to be thankful for eating that salad. It's not just the salad. It's the farmers who grew the lettuce and tomatoes. It's the dairy farmer who provided the cheese, the processing plant who put it in a package, and the driver who took it to the store, and the store owner who accepted it, all the employees in the store who put it on the shelf, the person who invented the refrigerator so that it could stay fresh longer, the person who created the fridge on the semi-truck that took it to the store, the person who maintains the refrigerators in the grocery store, the person at the store that I bought the refrigerator for my home, the delivery person who brought the fridge to my house. There's so many things along the way to be thankful for with the salad. And we can do that same kind of spidery mind map, if you will, about the people that we're thankful for, about our mistakes, that we can have gratitude for things within our mistakes. Did you know that the eraser was actually invented on accident? The guy that invented it, let me look up his name because I forgot his name. I'll share with you the real deal. It was in, I want to say 1770. Until 1770s, humanity's preferred way of erasing errant graphic marks relied on bread. Like I told you. It was so funny. So the guy that invented or discovered the erasing properties was Joseph Priestley. It was the same guy who discovered oxygen. I thought that was fascinating. And I'm just doing research today. You can always, curiosity and gratitude. They cure just about every ailment. Curiosity and gratitude together. Wow. Okay, so Joseph Priestley discovered the erasing properties of the rubber, but Edward Nairne, I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce the name, N-A-I-R-N-E, Edward is the one who is credited with developing and marketing the first rubber eraser in Europe. So, there you go. It was on accident. He picked up a piece of rubber instead of breadcrumbs on accident. I don't know what you're doing with a piece of Indian gum on the table when you're writing on accident. But there it is. That's what happened. in the 1770s. And now we have all the way up to a delete key on the keyboard. And even with, you can speak things like, you don't even have to push a button. There's so many ways. It doesn't have to be that hard. And that's what gratitude and curiosity together really create, like this magical kind of eraser. It just erases the negative stuff. And you put it together enough and you do a big enough list of, I'm thankful for this and what else goes along with it. Light. Oh my gosh. The electricity, the light bulb, the wiring of the house, the person who invented the wire, the oh my gosh, plumbing. I'm so grateful for flushing toilets, right? All the pieces that go into me being able to flush a toilet. Holy cow, there's so much to be thankful for in one little teeny tiny thing. And that's how you get rid of all of the negative things. You get curious, like, well, what else? What else goes into me having this lamp on my table? How did that get invented? And wow, you're going to have so much amazing, positive stuff come and replace all the negative things when you're curious and you list out your gratitudes. All right. I hope you're having a great day. Go make it better. Everything you do matters. Progress is progress, no matter how small. And even accidents can benefit all of humanity. The eraser was invented on accident. It was so good for us. All right. Have a great day.
That's a wrap for today. Thanks for being part of the Cheerful by Choice movement. Remember, you are more amazing than you can imagine. Sign up for our newsletter at cheerfulbychoice.com and let us know what you're thinking in the comments or send us a message. See you next time.